Schultz is accused of using her state job to do nothing but campaign work. It's been her attorney's contention that this never went beyond supervising the campaign finance reports that are required of all lawmakers, and that this served a legitimate state purpose. Elkhart Lake Republican Assemblyman Steve Castell testified that it's important to get your reports right, and Schultz helped him with the particulars 6 years ago.
Of course, if you make a mistake, you're going to get fined and you're going to be in trouble, so I wanted to be very careful about that, and Sherry was able to clear it up and help me understand.
But comments from another witness brought into question just how involved Sherry Schultz was in campaign work. Sharon Bartell says she was totally new to campaign finance when she volunteered as treasurer for a Republican lawmaker 6 years ago. Bartell says Schultz helped her figure out how to account for money from political action committees, or PACs.
She knew where the PAC money was coming from. She knew who to warn me, or not warn me, but to inform me of which checks to look for. Checks were coming to my address, and I think Gabe Leffelholtz's address also.
The jury will be instructed that working on campaign reports on state time with state resources is illegal. Earlier in the day, Scott Jensen's attorney called for a mistrial because the way the courtroom is laid out, Jensen could not see his accusers on the stand. Witnesses have had to lean forward during the trial to get a look at the former speaker. Judge Steven Ebert took note, but quickly dismissed the move.
Confrontation is broader than being able to look somebody in the eye.
Schultz's lawyer will call one more witness today before all sides give closing statements. Judge Ebert says he wants the jury to start deliberating before 5 o'clock. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.